Monkey and the Crocodile. Once upon a time, in the middle of a dense forest, there was a mighty river. In that river, there lived an old crocodile. He was not able to hunt anymore because he was weak and feeble. One day, he was very hungry. So he thought to himself, "It is very difficult to go on land and hunt. I should try catching some fishes in the river. I am so hungry." When he tried to catch the fish slipped out of his hands. Drained and dejected, he decided to rest under a tree at the riverside. A monkey was sitting on the branch of that tree eating berries. The crocodile saw the monkey and asked,
"Oh, dear monkey, what are you eating? Could you give me some of that, please? I am very hungry."
"These are berries. They are very sweet. Here you go, eat these."
"Oh, yes! They are really very sweet. Thank you, my savior. I was very hungry. And you helped me. You are very kind. I would be grateful if I had a friend like you."
"Yes, yes, why not? We are friends now. I live on this tree. Whenever you feel hungry, you can always come here and I'll give you the best berries I can find."
Thereafter, every day, the crocodile would come by the tree and the monkey would give him berries. They used to have a lot of fun together. In this manner, they had become very good friends. Sometimes the crocodile would come and play near the tree, and sometimes the monkey would sit on the crocodile's back and go around the river.
"Listen, my friend. I would like my wife to have some of these berries. Can you give me some, please? I will take them home."
"Sure, I will pluck them right away. Let's go."
The monkey happily plucked some berries and gave it to him. And the crocodile took them to his wife, who stayed on the other side of the river.
"Darling, look what I have got for you. Some sweet berries. My friend Monkey has sent these for you."
"Oh, wow. These berries are very sweet. My dear husband, till when will you survive on berries? Just think of these berries taste so sweet. That monkey eats these every day. How sweet will he be?"
"Yes, yes, he is very nice. He eats and he gives it to me also."
"Actually, I was thinking how sweet will his heart be? And I haven't even tasted meat since a long time. Can you get me his heart?"
Upon hearing this, the crocodile started thinking deeply and said to his wife,
"How can I do this? The monkey is my friend. I cannot betray his trust. If I give you heart, he will die. He fed me when I was hungry, and now you want me to kill him?"
"I don't want to listen to anything. I just want that monkey heart. Go and get it for me. Otherwise, I will kill myself."
Listening to his wife, the poor crocodile felt helpless. Sadly, he went to the monkey to convince him and bring him home to his wife.
Dear monkey, my wife is so happy with the berries that she has called for you home for lunch. Come, let's go to my house. Have lunch with us."
"Oh, how nice of her. Let's go."
The monkey agreed to go with the crocodile, and they both set out. they were going merrily. A little into their journey, the monkey asked,
Friend, what is your wife going to cook for us?
You love bananas, right? So she will prepare freshly baked banana bread and some delicious cookies, specially for you.
Oh, how delightful. Looks like there's going to be a feast today. I am already drooling.
Looking at his friend's happiness, the crocodile thought he should tell the monkey everything about his wife's intentions.
Poor monkey. He's dreaming of a delicious feast. But little does he know that my wife wants to eat his heart for lunch. What should I do? I'll tell him the truth. Oh, dear monkey. I want to tell you something. My wife wants to eat your heart. Please forgive me. If she doesn't eat your heart, she will die.
As soon as he heard the crocodile, he instantly thought of an idea. The monkey was very smart.
Oh, I see. Yes, sure. Why not? My friend, why didn't you tell me earlier? We monkeys keep our hearts safely on the tree. Now we will have to go back to the tree to get my heart. So take me back to the tree.
Oh, how stupid of me. Now we will have to go all the way back. Okay, let's go back and get your heart. If we go back empty-handed, she will eat my heart instead. Ooh!
The crocodile got the monkey back to the tree. As soon as the monkey reached the tree, he quickly jumped off the crocodile's back and climbed the tree and said to the crocodile,
You stupid crocodile! Can anyone keep their heart out and stay alive? I helped you as a friend and gave you so much food to eat. And this is what you did in return. You are a traitor. Now you will neither get my heart nor the berries. Go away!
The monkey used his intelligence and cleverness to save his life. And the crocodile, because of his stupidity, lost both a great friend and sweet berries.
So, kids, how did you like this story? And can anyone tell me the moral of this story?
Even I don't know.
All right. So the moral of this story is that in times of danger and adversities, we must not get scared. But instead, we must act smartly, just like the monkey. And in any situation, we must not betray anyone's trust. Otherwise, we might end up losing everything, like the crocodile.